Wake up on 783 Radio West. It is 17 past 8 ahead of the Oz Rock concert this weekend, headlined by the legendary Ice House, having a chat with Ivor Davies. And talking about some of your video clips, Ivor, because they really epitomise the 80s. Very attractive women in there, and that slow, smooth sax in some of your videos. But in Crazy, you actually played the role of a radio announcer. Must have been a bit of a thrill to play one of your own songs on air.
When we made those kinds of videos, I really kind of took a back seat in terms of the creativity. And I guess part of it was trying to protect myself really from getting too involved and making a lot of mistakes. So what we used to do was to hire a particular director and then virtually hand them a completely blank sheet and say, well, you know, this is a song, you do what you want with it. And of course, in that particular occasion, you're right, there was an American director who did a couple of clips for us, including Electric Blue and My Obsession. John Jobson took on that song, and he also took on No Promises. It was his idea, the idea of basing it around the film Play Misty for Me, about the radio DJ who's got a fairly serious stalker. So that was where all that came from.
Pretty
and I don't know to this day
say.
Whether it was a very successful idea or not. I just kind of went along with it at the time.
Well, the girl in the video clip didn't look too bad.
Well, she actually went on to have a fairly a fair bit of success in America as an actress. In fact, she was one of the Xena crew from that series. And I don't know what ended up happening to her in the end, but she certainly was pursuing an acting career, and it went quite well for her.
And all because she got the start on one of your videos.
Well, not necessarily all because, but certainly I think that helped her a bit, yeah.
Now, I've got to ask, what's planned for the future and in years to come? Can we see possibly another release?
There's no plans to produce an Ice House album at the moment. I'm kind of taking baby steps. I don't know whether you're aware that our youngest member is Michael Painter from Melbourne, and you would have seen him on The Voice.
I'm familiar with his work, yeah.
Amazing talent. And I had Michael come up and stay with me for a week not that long ago, and we just sat down in the studio and decided to write a song for somebody else. Actually, it was quite an interesting exercise. I said to him right at the start, well, okay, Michael, this is not for you and this is not for me, and this is certainly not going to be an Ice House song, but let's have a go at producing something. And it was a very successful exercise, but it's that kind of experiment that leads to other things as well. So, as I say, I don't really have a timetable or a plan as such, but I do like to let things evolve a bit more organically.
Michael Painter was born around the time of Ice House's peak in the mid-80s. Bit of a generation there. What have you passed on to him since he's joined the group?
Well, Michael has got extraordinary kind of tools in his repertoire. He's got an amazing voice. He can play just about, you know, he can play just about anything. He's an incredible producer. Certainly knows the studio inside out. But there are some things, of course, that, you know, I think differently. I've come from quite a different sort of background. I came from a classical background. I was highly trained in all the kind of boring stuff, you know, the how to read music and all that sort of stuff. But it does actually give you a different kind of view of things. You know, even a simple thing, for example, like creating dynamics. A lot of the music that I'm hearing on contemporary radio is kind of on 11 all the time, which I guess it's one kind of energy, but I've said to him in the past, for example, when he's been singing, I said, Michael, you know, if you really want somebody to listen to you, if you want a crowd to listen to you, you don't shout at them, you whisper, because then they have to listen to you.